Thank you for listening, and welcome to When Pigs Fly. Talk from the heart, the mind, and the soul. And I'm your host, Andrew Fetter. Thank you, everyone. Welcome to When Pigs Fly. Of course, this is Andrew Fetter. I know it's this is the happy Thanksgiving show, and I hope we all eaten away, probably all full from all that turkey and chicken and stuffing and whatnots, sweet yams, cranberries, pumpkin pie, hopefully. And for those who don't eat that, that's all cool too. Anyway, when you think of Thanksgiving, many people, we all think of the terms of eating all that food, right? Like the turkey and stuffing and whatnot. And some of us think about how this even holiday came about. And we all know the narrative where the pilgrims were helped by the Native Americans. And then at the end of the harvest, they celebrated together, which is actually, we all know, true. But it's not true that right after the meal, like right after the pilgrims killed the Native Americans, but it was several years afterwards, of course. And then they made new alliances and then killed them again and made new alliances and new peace agreements and, you know, this whole story. A peace agreement that was never kept. And then, of course, the case of divide and conquer ultimately to the demise of the Native Americans, or which we all know fully well. But this isn't what Thanksgiving really is or really should be about. I mean, yes, it's really cool when also when many of our friends and family, we all get together and enjoy each other's company. But what is really the underlying element within Thanksgiving? What is so imperative? What is it about? And it's, I mean, the name itself, it is, it's sort of self-giving, right? Giving. It's being thankful. And that is really the underlying thought and the premise behind Thanksgiving. In the book of Raziel, which is a holy Kabbalistical book, it says that there are three principles of the way to the righteous, often referred to the way of Daniel. The one of which, of course, is love. And love, and they're talking about unconditional love. The second one is petition. And petition is by doing good deeds, something you proactively do. And the last, of course, is reverence. And reverence, of course, people think, you know, literally means respect, but it's in connotation of being thankful. So again, we have like love unconditionally, petition, initiative, the deed, the action, the prayer, the thought, and then reverence, which is being thankful and having grace. And it's interesting because in Hebrew, they use a word called rachamim. And it's what you say at the end of the meal is called the rachamim when you do a prayer to its appreciation. And then you do the appreciation for having the food being appreciated. And it's sort of weird because the word rachem, it comes from the connotation to become more healed. You rachem, it's like from rofe. It's in relation to becoming more healed. So it's interesting that how that all of that connotation, being thankful, becomes more healing. In every element and every experience, no matter how trying the event or the experience, we need to be thankful. We need to be thankful to each person that even we come in contact to in our life. And that's whether they are the worst situation, even the most trying. We have to be thankful. We often seem to take things for granted and have little grace or gratitude. We assume things. Even the little things we sometimes overlook and look more to the bigger things, and sometimes make the little things the bigger things. And we also often look at the negative aspects and think in terms of them being bad, never really appreciating the good things where you are. So even in the worst situations, in economic situations, maybe the worst of worst, show the appreciation. Be thankful. You have a roof over your head and clothes on your back. You actually have food in your belly. You can go even further than that. You have two eyes to see with, two hands to utilize, two legs that you literally can walk on, stand up, two ears that you hear with. There's always, always someone who is actually less fortunate than you. That is what we have to be thankful for, not being, that's why those situations occur. When we see things of less fortunate. There was this old sage once said, the reason there are the less fortunate is simply one thing, to remind us how truly fortunate we are. When we see a blind person, it gives us the opportunity to appreciate that we have vision. When we see a disabled person, it gives us the opportunity to give thanks we are not. So we must always appreciate and give thanks to the many things we do have, we do experience. We must thank God in whatever expression you view God, whether it be Allah, Tao, Creator, and so on, and of course the universe. So at this time, I first want to thank you out there who have are listening at present to my show, and those who will in the future listen to my show, and those who have listened to my show. I also want to thank BBS Radio for giving me the opportunity to air my show. And I want to thank God in the universe for my past, my present, and my future experiences. I want to thank God and the universe for my past, present, and future encounters with the many souls within this lifetime and past lifetime, and of course future lifetimes. I want to thank God and the universe for my health. I want to thank God and the universe for my ability to think. I want to thank God and the universe for my ability to comprehend and to speak my mind. I want to thank God and the universe for the very air I breathe. I want to thank God and the universe for all my past, present, future lessons, and teachers. I want to thank God and the universe for the opportunity to enjoy as well as experience, including all hardships, for without them, how would I know what was bad to good? And with these, I was given the opportunity to grow and heal. And out of grace, I am thankful with appreciation. For we learn not to assume or take for what is for granted. I want to thank the opportunity to even being able to be thankful in itself. To be thankful. We need always to thank our parents, even if it was a hardship. You chose your parents in reality. We need to thank those who fed us, those who put clothes upon our backs and roofs over our heads, from baby on forward. We need to thank for the opportunity to even exist in this world, even as a soul, even within this infinite universe. Being thankful validates. It is the validation is what the universe recognizes. For every action, there is a reaction. Thus, if one doesn't show reverence, that is thankful, showing grace, then what happens? The universe says, okay, maybe you didn't want that. Maybe you didn't appreciate it. It all happens all around us when we think in terms of abundance is removed, or more correctly, hindered. And what exactly is abundance? Abundance, as Bashar had once said, is simply the ability to do what you need to do when you need to do it. So make sure you understand that. I'll repeat it again. Abundance is the ability to do what you need to do when you need to do it. Did I ever mention money or wealth? No, because that is not abundance. It is the ability to do what you need to do when you need to do it. Now, again, for every action, there is a reaction. Thus, if one does not show reverence, being thankful, what is the reaction? What is the reaction of the universe? The universe says, okay, well, maybe you simply didn't appreciate it or want it, correct? This is so much important to understand within our own karma, because then we create new karma. We create new karma by simply not showing thanks. That's why it was so important when I explained to you earlier at the top of the show, three ways of the righteous: love, petition, reverence. I could go on my show what I am thankful for. But the point is, take the moment, even in this moment, and be thankful. Look around you. Be thankful. No matter how bad it is, how harsh it is, there's always going to be something perhaps worse. So be thankful. The karma is yours anyway. So be thankful. You have the opportunity to clean it up or learn from it. You have to be thankful for even the experience. Someone will say, why? To feel the experience of pain? Yes. As I say, how would you know you're alive? By pinching yourself, as I say, and you feel the pain? Part of life. That's how you know you're in this body. We are here to do what? Experience. Gain understanding, wisdom, love. Learning to recognize our love. The love unconditionally. And of course, to heal. We heal by walking through our karma and removing it. Going through our fears, removing them, removing karmic attachments, gaining greater understandings of our true self as opposed to our alter ego self, raising our frequency for who we are, this is our opportunity. It is our choice. It is our Garden of Eden. It is the fruit that we put our mouths onto. You know the story where they say Adam and Eve, when they ate the fruit, right? And that sort of gave them choice, but didn't they already choose to eat the fruit? If you think of the story, what really happened, they didn't show grace or being thankful. When they are banished from the garden, it was not that they did something they weren't supposed to do. It was more so because they never showed appreciation for what they did have. That was the problem. That was the story. People don't forget that. It was not being disobedient. It was not being appreciated for the circumstances you have. They were living in a garden in Eden. Everything was so great and good. And still, they weren't thankful. They weren't appreciative. They wanted more. That was the problem. They always chose. They always had the knowledge. You know, the story of that is everybody reads it like literally, but it's actually the story of mankind in reference to the universe and its surroundings, humanity. It's not Adam and Eve. It's the relation between Adam and Eve being mankind, humanity, within its environment. So again, why are we here? For what? To experience, to gain understanding, wisdom, love, love unconditionally, heal. So we must do what? Walk through our experiences. Walk through our karma. Remove the karma. We are like cultivators from the garden. We are here to be thankful for all experiences that we do encounter. Thankful to experience. Thankful to gain the wisdom. Thankful for the understanding. Thankful to love. Thankful to even experience love. Thankful to even experience unconditional love. Thankful to come to realization how we truly are connected to all souls and all elements. Thankful for the opportunity to heal. Thankful for the opportunity and the chance to even clear our karma. Thankful. And now I'm going to just read off a sort of a prayer I wrote. I'm going to call it a prayer. It's like so poem I wrote a long time ago when it'll be actually published. And we've been writing a book and bits and bits, a nonfiction book. Niggle is called The Praise, and I say, oh, the praise, reverence upon the valleys, from the harps of the past, the oil of olives within the vines of the ravine, thanking and thinking in midstream. Prayers of the ancient meadows, songs of mysteries dwelling within the heart. The eagle encircling my mind from above, fires of sea glowing of deep embers, cascading the divine from soothing waters. Oh, the praise, and yet knowing the fly swarming like assumptions of lies, scribes of deceptions within the deep blue sky, blurring the soul with eyes of flowering fear, and the fragrance of swamps being the separation. Walking upon marble clothed in linen, all knowing the order of this misguided manipulation. Duality being the assumption of many, rocks grinding while ice is cracking, the light of understanding shining, the symbiosis, the reality. The cherubs singing in harmony like clouds in the deep blue sky, oceans and rivers connecting earth's hearts of like man, like souls of mankind. Yet the eyes of desire smothering the truth of the everlasting tree, separation being the lie as the souls leap withers from the chains, the yells, the cries, the disillusions, as the pendulum of the karma simply swings. Oh, the praise, the name be many. The stars, while gazing, are still beyond. The real essence of the universe is none. Be thy name of names, the utterance of many, reaching for the very true essence, only never understanding the very presence. Oh, the praise, the mutter and the worry of delusion, as food being to the fish, yesterday and tomorrow, tomorrow what was will be. Now you are truly not free. Yet all in all, the sun always rises up over the aquarium, with the awareness simply being the key. The cups, the swords, the fools of thought, choices and will never they determine. The magic of shuffling cards of illusion, interpretation being the game of confusion. Oh, the praise, the free will, the choosing of choice, humanity's free will, the paths, the winding roads of being, choice of numbers, the souls of endeavors, the journeys yet one encumbers, the rushing wind and scathing of chalk, the screeching of tires and dripping of water, the lurid fears being of the unknown, as the universe smiles with laughter like a clown. Oh, the praise, listening to the voice of the sea, the waves of simplicity yet so many, minds are unlimited beyond the epiphany. Open my eyes, I close my mind. Listening with my ears, I close my heart. Touching with my hands, I distance my soul. Seeing through beyond my eyes, hearing beyond my heart, touching beyond my hands. Fall, 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 I am all, I am all, I am all. Oh, the praise. Hear, O thee, for I am you, and you are thee. We are them, them are you. All are all, all is none. The none never to be a wall. None being the all. Oh, the praise, the praise, the praise. And with all my heart, I am truly thankful for the experiences that God and the universe have blessed me with all in the past, the present, and the future. And with that, I wish to close in thanking you all again for listening. God bless you all and thank you. And I will certainly close with my words. We are one, one universe, one consciousness, all connected to one another. Connect to God, connect to the universe. God bless you all. And I close with this Happy Thanksgiving with a cool song by Trophic. Thank you, and God bless you all. Freedom Rider. Thank you. God bless you all, and have a glorious, glorious weekend.